Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Boutique Air Service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we continue the discussion on depression, suicide awareness, anxiety, stress, the things that people are going through. A few weeks ago, I shared about my own experience with depression, and I've had people reach out to me since, and it has started the conversation. I'm actually high functioning when it comes to my depression because obviously I put out a show every single day. I try to do something to make a difference. But the way I thought about it today is that we have to find something to do with the pain that we're feeling. And for me, it's the creation of The Mark White Show. Other people go to writing. Other people will paint. Other people, they preach, they teach. And one of the people that I've reached out to and spoken with lately is Richard Reynolds, and he is an educator and speaker, and he's on the line with me right now as we discuss and highlight the subject of depression, suicide awareness. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Richard.
Well, thank you a lot for having me. I hope we can add something that will be beneficial to someone.
I do too. I had a friend earlier today, Richard, that reached out to me as well and said that depression had affected them for the past 20 years, and they are an individual who is very creative as well. And this sharing of high-functioning depression, the fact that some people think that when you're extremely depressed, you're not doing anything, you're lethargic. And that may be true in some circumstances, but there are people out there who are very high functioning and they find plenty of things to do while they're in the midst of depression.
Well, see, it's people try to paint with broad brush strokes what depression is. And it really is almost like COVID was. With COVID, there was not just one way that it affected people. And depression is not just one way much like a cold. If you get a cold in the winter, you're going to have, you know, some aches, maybe a temperature, some basic stuff. But with depression, some people it may zonk them and just make them tired. Other people, it may just give them the blues. There's no way to just paint one picture, and certainly you can't think of yourself as less, because as Zig Ziglar used to say, the stinking thinking happens worse with depression, and so therefore the negative self-talk you have to make sure, because that's something that happens with almost every type of depression like that, I believe.
Yes, and pain. Pain goes with depression no matter how one experiences it.
Yes, and the research shows that even sometimes your body will ache almost like with the flu and things, and you could get forgetful. There are things that go along with it, and it's not just because you're stupid, you can't get it together, or because you're weak.
You know, Richard, when I shared a few weeks ago about my own battle with depression, I did not know what the response would be. And there were several who messaged me and said that they were surprised that I struggle with depression. And to me, I felt like it was pretty obvious. You know, it's like we're wearing it on our sleeve, it feels like. But for people to say that they didn't realize, it sounded to me like I should have said something earlier, because I don't know how I come across to people, but I've always been a person who tried to put up a good front no matter what the situation was and not show vulnerability.
Well, that's part of a large part of people with depression. They're masking it, and it's the old idea of fake it till you make it. And actually, that can make it worse, because you're repressing things, and you get up enough energy just to make it through the day, and then you come home and it's like you fall apart. And then it takes the next day more energy to fake it till you make it. And then you get home because you put so much energy just to make it through the day that it's almost exhausting to you mentally and physically and emotionally there. Now, with this latest war, a lot of people are equating the Ukraine president with something like what Winston Churchill did. A lot of people do not realize that Winston Churchill battled depression a lot. And he went through some very bleak times and some dark times, but also he's one of the people that throughout history transformed the world. You can think of Martin Luther, who was the one that started the Reformation, that created a lot of the Protestant churches of today. He battled with depression quite a bit. So you see lots of times, because you have the deep, deep, dark moments, it allows you to see things in a different way and become a high achiever and really touch the world, much like Churchill and Martin Luther did. So don't think because you have depression, oh, I'll never amount to anything. I'll never do anything, because you do hit the depths of the low points. You can see the high points and become more creative, I believe, because your mind has gone in different directions than the average person.
And Mark White and Richard Reynolds are on that list as well. And we've talked back and forth. Of course, I've shared about my battle, and you had something to share as well when it comes to your own battle with depression and your own personal struggles.
Right. It would take several programs to share everything, but I was actually a minister, and a lot of people say, okay, how can you be a minister and be depressed, first of all? Well, it happens. Some people even say that Jeremiah, as the weeping prophet, was possibly depressed. And so just because you're depressed doesn't mean that you're spiritually not right. Because during a time when I was having some marriage difficulties, ended up getting divorced, I went through a rough time about 20 years ago, and I still have periodic times of depression where it's triggered, but actually I attempted suicide because of it. Now, lots of times as a minister, when you're or educator, speaker, you are, if you're divorced and have attempted suicide, people think you're crazy, you are sick, you're psychotic, there's something wrong with you as far as you can't be used anymore. What I want you to understand is, if it can happen to me, a normal guy who's, really an overachiever, one who's touching lives, trying to make an impact in the world, it can happen to anybody. Don't think just because, okay, I've got degrees, I'm a high performer, this is never going to happen to me. Actually, they say because of COVID and because of the quarantine, it has happened to a large percentage of people that never thought that they would have it, and they're just wondering, what's wrong with me? And it's because they're afraid to understand that it is depression and it's not something else. And I'll say that as a pastor, I used to do a lot of counseling to people with depression. And I'm afraid to say I didn't fully understand what depression was, even though I had read just hundreds of books, done plenty of research on it. But until you experience it, you don't really understand it. And that's from somebody who's done the counseling, done the reading. But when you're in it, you don't fully understand it. Everybody's got an idea about depression until it hits you in the mouth. And then you begin to wonder, okay, what is my plan? What's going on with me? You know, am I just a failure in life? All these kinds of things. And that's why I wanted to maybe share some more with your audience, because there's still a big denial that depression is a problem or mental health is a problem. And then there's a bigger problem, once you do realize it, is trying to get help. Because if I believe that if you get the wrong kind of help, it can actually make it worse. And so there's a need to recognize it. Then there's a need to seek out the right kind of help, because what might help one person is not going to help another. This is not a one-size-fits-all issue. It comes to the place where you've got to decide what's going to help you, because I honestly believe if you're really depressed and they just tell you, you know, just get over it or pull yourself up by the bootstraps, it can actually make you worse. And so have you experienced anything like that, or am I just one who's speaking out of turn? And it's, what do you think, Mark?
I think you're on the right track, Richard, as I have battled it myself a lot of times because of feeling like I would be judged or that I would be criticized for my weaknesses. I would keep it to myself. And as I've told others during the show, you can be surrounded by a lot of people and still feel alone. And I think people who are going through that battle, as many people as may tell them that they love them and care about them, it is a very lonely place for that person, that individual in that moment. And it doesn't matter how many people tell them that they care about them or love them. There's something going on in the mind that is telling that person that, as you mentioned at the beginning, you're less than, or you don't measure up, or there's something wrong with you. And it's a battle that many people feel like they cannot overcome. And as I mentioned, the pain that comes with it, a lot of people simply want to end the pain.
Right. That's like Anthony Bourdain, the CNN person who's a chef that was also one that traveled the world. He ended up taking his life. The soccer player that just died, there's a possibility that she took her life too, the way it's looking. And what you're talking about is there's many famous people who have gotten to the point that they just couldn't take it anymore. And that's what they did, because you see, when you're in the midst of real depression, you're not thinking. so many people quote these cliches about not being, not attempting suicide. But when you're really depressed, you're not thinking straight. So therefore, people would say, well, how would you ever do something like that? How could you, what were you thinking? Well, the problem was, is I really wasn't thinking. It clouds your mind and your judgment so much. And so you have to, before you get into the depressed state, come up with coping skills to figure out whether it's going on a walk, whether it's going to bed and just sleeping it off, whatever it is you need before you get to that point to create your coping skills, just like an alcoholic that has goes through the 12 steps here, and they have a sponsor to go to, or they have something else when they get to that point. Well, when you get to the point of depression, whether you are a CEO, whether you are retired, whether you are a teenager, because now many teenagers are feeling this, and especially females, you need to decide what works for me. Is it getting out in the sun? Is it taking more vitamins? What is it that's going to help me to make sure I don't get to that point before it's too late? And you're really not thinking straight there.
Absolutely. Folks, right now we're talking to Richard Reynolds. He is an educator and a speaker, and we're talking about depression. We're bringing awareness to this issue, and I have brought awareness to this issue through my own personal experiences, through the Mark White Show. It was a good thing for me to share, and it's a good thing for Richard to share today, because the more people who show that this is an issue that many of us have, I believe the more comfortable people will become to share and to create a network of people who understand what each other is going through when it comes to a battle with depression. Richard, if you'll stay with me, when we come back, let's talk about some of the things that you have done to try to better yourself and get through those dark moments, because I know that there are times, even myself, over the past 8 weeks, there have been at least two episodes where I was down for the count for a couple of hours getting really depressed, and it took a friend sending a message to me and making me repeat certain words, affirmations, to make myself get up and do something. But if you'll stick with me, Richard, we'll continue this conversation on the other side, okay?
Okay.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like this. He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. There's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. We're covering a very special subject today, something that is close to my heart, that has affected me for many years, for decades now, since I was a very young person in my single digits. I guess around 9-10 years old, I started going to counseling. My grandparents who raised me noticed some issues that I was having because of early issues with the first home I was in. And it just continued to snowball as I became a teenager. I was bullied in school. There were certain things that I was dealing with, one of which was body dysmorphia. And that was a disorder that I had. And there were other things that were happening in my life that caused even deeper depression. And then through my 20s and even my 30s, there were many things I had to deal with, and it just became harder and harder to express myself, to share what was going on, and I felt like I was really alone. And right now I have someone else who has battled depression and gone through this experience, and he wanted to share today, and I applaud Richard Reynolds for wanting to do that, because the more of us who step up and say that this is something that happens to many of us and you're not alone, I believe that it can be an encouragement. And I've seen that from sharing my own experience. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Richard Reynolds.
Well, thank you a lot.
What do you think about that as far as sharing your experience and the fact that it can have an impact on someone that maybe you didn't even intend to have an impact on?
I think you have to be brave enough to decide who you're talking to, because if others are just going to use it against you, don't waste your breath on them. But if somebody is really in need or possibly a situation like this, you need to be able to practice your story, because your story can make a difference to somebody else. Because actually going through WebMD or for some people going on the internet and learning all the technical aspects about serotonin and all that matters, that doesn't matter. What matters is seeing that there is hope, because you can argue all the scientific things and the reasons behind it, but when you're not feeling that there's hope, when you're not thinking that, okay, when you're the Eeyore, like out of Winnie the Pooh, then what happens is your story can make a difference in someone else. And I encourage you to do that. And a lot of people are possibly listening to this and saying, well, you know, Mark started at age 9 and I haven't experienced it, so I'm never going to experience it. There's a lot of people, for example, during this COVID time where maybe they lost a business, maybe they lost a friend to COVID, or they saw their parents suffer and they tried to handle the homeschooling with the schools being closed. And there was so much on them that for the first time ever, they felt something different, and they don't realize that it was depression. And different stages through life can create this, and if you're ready for it, because possibly you never thought about it. Like, for example, as we watch this devastating war and see the atrocities that's happening in the Ukraine, or possibly thinking about gas going to $5 a gallon, and yet you don't know how you're going to pay for it. And then you see inflation, the first time in 40 years it's been this bad. And you're wondering the pressure of, how am I going to provide for your family? What happens during these times is it becomes a trigger for depression. There are those who have long bouts that never come out of depression. Every day is a blue day. But most people are going to have these periodic times. I call mine triggers that will trigger depression, and possibly Mark, yours has triggers also. But if you can spot the triggers, like what Mark was just sharing, you can stop with the coping mechanisms and possibly prevent it. Maybe you need some medication if it's a long period of time just to get you through it. Doesn't mean you're crazy or you're weak, but what happens is it can give you, take the edge off just enough so that therefore mentally you can take control of your life and you can be empowered where depression doesn't have to be something that gets a hold of you and you feel like, okay, I can't do anything. You have to understand that you do have the power, and this is something that you've got to really almost fight and tell it. It's not going to kick my tail. I'm going to win over it there. Does that make any sense, Mark?
It sure does. And I've found some things that have helped me over the past few weeks. And, of course, the Mark White Show has helped me for almost 5 years because I had open and candid conversations with so many people who were so courageous and brave sharing their stories. They were sharing their vulnerability. And here I was listening to story after story and encouraged me, and it pushed me to want to share more with people. And then starting working during the day with a friend of mine and then coming and doing the show in the afternoon. And for me, when I hit those bouts, if I can just get up and I've got an interview scheduled, I'm supposed to talk to somebody. Once I do that, Richard, it seems like there is a change in my personality, how I feel. I'm feeling better about myself, but it's in those moments when I won't get up. I won't sit up in the bed and get my feet to hit the floor, but you've got to do that. And it doesn't matter if it's brushing your teeth or taking a shower, whatever you have to do to take that first step to get you to move from where you are in your darkest place to try to move into where you're moving and your brain starts feeling different. I've got to do that for myself. I have to find that place that gets me out of that darkest spot and take that first step.
Yes, you've got to create a plan and be able to get moving, because the lack of activity, and again, some people like to exercise. That also helps. Some people like to walk. That helps. But if you stay in the bed or you stay just sitting with the lights out, it's going to only make it worse. You have to push yourself out of your comfort zone. And even for some people, music helps. Other people, podcast. I've learned to, every time I'm in the car, I try to have a podcast going that feeds my mind. It keeps it from going negative. Some people say, well, I just listen to music. As far as, well, nothing personal, but if you're listening to country music, you're going to, you know, with your cheating heart and you know, your dog gets run over. I mean, you can't help but be depressed. Some of the rap music to me is very depressing also. So make sure just because you're listening to music that it's something that's not going to make you worse. But if you can feed your mind and direct your mind, because your mind wants to go into routes where you are not thinking straight, or you start this negative self-talk, because we beat ourselves up, and it's almost like you have a good angel on one side and a bad angel on the other side. The bad angel wants to constantly whisper, you're not good enough, or you'll never make it, or this depression's got you down. You're just so weak. What you got to do is flip that angel off on that one side and listen to the good angel that you got in your life and try to think not just positive like a Norman Vincent Peale, but put good ideas. And when you start thinking negatively and having that negative self-talk, then you begin to stop it. I mean, that's the only thing you can do. You need to take an exit and from your day and say, okay, I got to get this together. Something, this is just not right. And push yourself so that you can do it there.
Richard, you touched on some things that might be helpful to people to focus on to be able to get their mind out of that rut. specifically for you, what are the things that are helpful to Richard Reynolds when you get in that spot, and what is your plan to be able to overcome that moment of depression?
Well, first of all, you can be proactive, because in my past, I would like work 100 hours a week to make sure that I got done for the in the school that I was at. And after a while, the exhaustion and fatigue can lead to depression and make you more vulnerable. For some housewives and mothers who are trying to take care of kids, trying to work and everything, the fatigue can create and trigger the depression. But then on the other side, for me, if I really feel something coming on, if I really feel bad, then there are times I'll go to bed early and I'll just sleep it off, knowing that, okay, in my mind, when I get up, I'm going to have a different viewpoint. But instead of my mind continually to just focusing on the negative or what just happened, or maybe a blow up with somebody, just go to sleep, sleep it off. And when I get up, everything's going to look different, because lots of times when we just keep dwelling on something, it was actually maybe an inch big, and by the more we dwell on it, it just becomes supersized. And then too, lots of times with working 100 hours a week, all right, they say that research shows that when you don't eat right, that can lead to depression. There's many days, you know, I might get to 6-7 o'clock at night and realize I hadn't eaten all day. All right, when you're not eating right, when you're not sleeping right, and one of the weakest things that I still have to work on is trying to do some kind of exercise, because if you'll do those things, it keeps you from it there. And so, and then for a while, after I actually attempted suicide and was going through some deep depression, I actually was a part of a Christian 12-step group called Celebrate Recovery. And Celebrate Recovery actually talks to you. It's not just for alcohol or drug abuse or addictions like that. It showed how you could use the 12-step method for depression also, beginning to understand and admit your problems, where the problem's coming from, and figure out how you can, just like with an alcoholic, you know, when you're starting to get that kind of feeling like you need a drink, what do you do? That's the same thing. And so some of those same methods, because I did spend a couple years through Celebrate Recovery, and they meet at Asbury Methodist. That's the one, but many other churches have them also.
I think about those who may not be ready to share, those who don't want to share, and I still want those people to find something within this conversation that will help them, because I know that it is a lonely place, whether someone wants to share or not. It's a lonely place, and I think the first thing is to know that these folks are not alone, that there are other people who are struggling, and that's the first thing that should make someone feel a little better. Now, it's not a problem solver. It doesn't solve the problem. But just to know that you are not a person who is by yourself in this battle. And while me and Richard are sharing, I hope that the message that we're sharing is an encouragement to you, because we're not here to bring you down. We're here to lift you up. And as I've said before, instead of pointing when we see someone having a difficulty, something that's a challenge to them, pointing and criticizing, we need to reach out. And if we see someone who is struggling, we certainly, because of our experiences, should want to help people in a similar situation and say, I know what Mark felt like in that place, and I sure would like to make this person not feel this way.
And sometimes too, because on the flip side of that, you look at other people and you say, okay, well, they've got it so much worse than me, and they don't feel this way. There must be something wrong with me. Every person reacts differently, and it depends on the pressure you've been under. It depends because, again, everybody's brain is made up different. And so what triggers you may not trigger another person. So just because some people have even told me, well, I've had a rougher life than you, and I don't have any problems. What's your problem? Well, that really doesn't matter just because you've had a rougher life. That doesn't mean, okay, that I shouldn't have depression or there's something wrong with me. So think about yourself. And this is a time, the big thing in the world today is wellness and balance. Well, this is a way that you can prevent, but also even when you do slip into these times, when you do have this wellness idea and this balance in your life, you can keep it from going too far. And that's the key, is to, as Barney Five used to say, as far as when Andy was with him, you got to nip it in the bud. Because when you can nip it in the bud, whether it's with some medication for a few weeks, or whether it's, like Mark said, an affirmation or some music, then it changes everything.
Don't let anyone lessen what you're going through because someone has it worse. There is always someone who has it worse. If what I'm going through is the biggest issue that I have, it needs to be taken care of. It's not a contrast and comparison. Rather, it's looking at ourselves and thinking, what can I do to make myself better and hopefully make yourself better so that you're better for your loved ones, the people you're surrounded by, whether that be a spouse or your children, people who need you on a daily basis. And obviously people do need us, Richard. As an educator, you see people who need you. As a radio host, I see people who need me, and we have a role to play. But if we're not our best self, we certainly cannot help the people in the way that we need to.
And as parents, because I'm sure you've got some parents listening to this podcast, you need to understand that possibly your children or teenagers could be experiencing depression. And don't just tell them, you just got to get over it. You need to suck it up. Because truly, especially part of the side effects of the mask all this time was anxiety and depression. But also one of the, I believe it's the number two killer of teenagers is suicide. And you need to take it seriously and try to get the help that will help your child and not just let them sit in their room on a Nintendo or PlayStation. And before you know it, they are so deep in depression, they cannot get out of it. And it creates something because you never handled it and you didn't see what was going on with your children to start with.
Exactly. And we don't want anybody to look back and regret what they said to a young person or anybody for that matter, and then say, I sure wish I hadn't said that. And then that person ultimately takes their life or does something to harm themselves. And we look and say, I wish I'd done this or I wish I'd done that. Well, let's just do that. Let's get in our mind, like we have to have a plan to come out of depression. We need a plan for how to approach people that are struggling. And as Richard alluded to, if it's a young person, then get involved and find out what it is that's causing their difficulty and try to do what you can to help. Don't cancel it out. Don't make them feel like it's unimportant or that it's something they should just get over. Work with them and try to get through it so that you can come out on the other side with that person in a much more healthy relationship and a much more healthy lifestyle.
And two, there are not very many counselors and psychologists that deal with teenagers and children. In the Huntsville area, we can send a man to the moon. We can invent, basically the space industry started here, and yet we do not have the adequate mental health for help for our children and teenagers. And so you may have to really search. This is not going to be something that you just Google and just go to somebody. And two, many times when you do Google and you search for somebody, they're going to tell you, okay, we can get to you in 3 weeks. If your child is actually feeling depressed, then you need to not wait 3 weeks. You don't need to wait until the next appointment that can come open in a month. You need to find somebody that can help you immediately.
Absolutely. This is the first conversation, I hope, of many as we delve into this subject. And I appreciate the fact that you were willing to share with listeners today your own personal experiences. And I do hope that it is an encouragement to someone out there.
Yes. And truly, I want to say that I thought I fully understood depression until it hit me. So if you're thinking, okay, well, I know all about this, let me tell you, until you fully experience it, you really don't understand it. So have a little grace when you're talking to someone who does have depression. Have a little grace for yourself also when it comes to depression. And in our world, if we try to have a little grace towards people, whether it's depression, whether it's anxiety, or whatever it may be, we can make the world a better place.
Thank you, Richard Reynolds. Thank you for joining me here on the show today.
Glad to do it. Anytime.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing about subjects that are important, things that affect our lives on a daily basis. And this is one of those subjects: depression, suicide awareness, stress, anxiety, all the things that you're going through on a daily basis. Just know that you're not alone. Me and Richard are here. There are other people out there who are battling this as well. And we want you to understand that you are not alone in this situation. And I hope that through this show, I can be an encouragement to you, and that you'll listen to the stories of the people who are going through these struggles, and you'll find inspiration in that to make a difference where you can. Please share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show. You don't know who out there needs to hear what we talked about today. And it's important that you care enough about the people that you're around, that you share some of these things with them so that they know that there are other people out there struggling. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and also on LinkedIn, and then go over and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast, and you can do that using most any podcast platform. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. To live and love in my hometown.
Ah, these are my kind of people.
Boutique Air Service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi. I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you. I do.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.